Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast now. We're joined by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Great being here, Todd.
Let's start in the Midwest. It's a little rainy here. What about the rest of the Corn Belt, and what are conditions like for planting?
Well, we basically have three systems to deal with. The first one is the one that's happening today. It's raining across pretty large sections of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. That system moves out through tonight, but then we focus on the next system, which moves through tomorrow and Saturday and produces a pretty significant rain event for pretty much the same areas plus Missouri. After that, we dry out for a day or two. Then the next system comes through and follows a very similar path with another rain for most of the Corn Belt on Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're looking for 1 to 2 inches of rain in most areas over the next week. And that's not ideal for planting, though many areas have missed out on significant rainfall over the last few weeks. So even with this rain coming up, it's still a lot better than where we were a year ago, where conditions were totally saturated and a rain like this would have easily have led to flooding.
Let's check some other areas in the northern hemisphere. It's been dry across a large part of Europe into Russia. What do you think problems are that are developing there?
Well, this is all basically centered on the winter wheat belt. That region extends from France and the United Kingdom eastward through Germany and Poland, and then more or less curves onto the south toward the Black Sea into parts of Ukraine, Russia, Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary. That's pretty much your key winter wheat region of the world. And that entire area has been drier than normal over the last 30 to 45 days. And some of these areas have been extremely dry, with little to no rain having fallen. They average about 1 inch every 2 weeks at this time of the year. So we're starting to get some pretty significant deficits. And the key phases of development begin over the next 2 to 6 weeks. So we need to see some rain pretty soon. Now, there is some rain coming up for these different areas once we get into next week. So there could be some improvements in different areas, especially in parts of France, as well as the northern growing areas of Russia. But we need to see quite a bit of rain, and we need it to last, because the first rain is only going to make up for what's happened to this point, and then we need to keep on mounting up from there. Based on what we're seeing going forward, we can tell there are going to be a few different storm systems moving across. So that will be good for some of the producers there that would like to see some rain. The only uncertainty, though, regards exactly where each of these systems is going to move. It's very difficult to determine at this time. We're basically thinking that some areas are going to miss out, and that will leave some with decent rainfall over the next couple of weeks, but other areas being left drier than normal. The most likely area to stay fairly dry would be in southern Ukraine and southern Russia, nearest the Black Sea. And that's a key exporting region, and that's why the crop there is very important. So we really need to see some changes here over the next couple of weeks, or this is just going to become more and more of a story as we get into May.
So you talked about dry weather conditions there, and one of the places on the planet that should be dry at this time of the year, but is causing some problems for the second crop, corn, is in the southern part of Brazil. I know you've been monitoring it. Do you have some stats?
Well, I certainly do. And when you think about the corn crop in Brazil at this time of the year, you can basically divide it in half with a northern half and a southern half. The northern half has a distinct dry season and a distinct wet season. We're now moving away from the wet season and into the dry season. Typically, the dry season can begin anywhere from right about now and then going forward about a month. Typically, it'll begin right about then, and then you see no rain from late May through June, July, August, and the first half of September. We can see that the dry season is pretty much starting right now. There's very little rain on the way over the next couple of weeks, and then you start to really fight the climate once you get into May. And because of that, we can basically say with some confidence that little to no rain is coming up for the northern half of Brazil's corn. To the south, that southern half of the corn crop, they don't have a distinct dry season and wet season. It basically rains in some fashion year-round, kind of similar to what you have in Illinois. So the big problem there, though, is that it's not going to rain there either for at least 10 days. And that doesn't mark a start of the dry season. That marks a continuation of drought that began about 2 months ago. How we're going to get out of this whole situation remains to be seen, because some of this crop is certainly being affected at the wrong time of the year to be seeing a big dry spell. And of course, along with that, it'll be warmer than normal. So we'll just have to wait and see when some of the harvest reports start to roll out a few weeks from now. But basically, our data doesn't suggest that they've had a very good growing season.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a great week, and we'll talk with you again next Thursday.
Yeah, that sounds great. You have a great week, too.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois.